You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
It's my feelings towards David Steelers. I'm not going to go any deeper than that. Let's get to the callers. Tiger Baseball, about an hour from now, we're asking you guys, confidence level unshaken? Can you draw a line through Saturday and just approach it? The job was the job. Get a split in Cleveland. You got Scoobal on the mound today. Get it done. You're back on track, and you will face Alex Cobb. You could sell me on, oh, it's a veteran and he's crafty. Alex Cobb, stop it. Stop it. Seriously.
Yeah. I mean, it really boils down to you win, you're going to win the series. If you lose, chances are maybe you could extend this thing for one game, but it's going to be very difficult because every game is now going to be an elimination game for you.
Right.
You don't want that type of pressure with this young team.
Let's go to Paul, 97.1. Paulie, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, what's up, Mikey? First of all, I'm not trying to be a deflator. Like, David is pretty much, I don't know, 99 times out of a freaking 100. I mean, he always has a reason to be negative. But, and also, I want to shout out a few people first. Will, Chris Castellani, Jed, Fonz, Will, you know, Jay, hope you all guys are all listening. I know you are. But I already know what's going to happen today. I think we're going to win today, unlike the deflator, David. But I think we already know Matt Boyd is going to come in, and he's going to shut us down for three or four innings, and Scooball's going to have to match it. And then, you know, I think we eventually start stringing some hits together, but, you know, against former pitchers and against guys that aren't very good, I mean, you know how this offense likes to be, you know how they do, you know how they go. You know how it goes.
I do.
Ultimately, I do think we win.
I do. You know what my problem is, Paul? And again, it's bias. It's just Boyd and Cobb are your answers in game two and three. I'm getting Scooble today, and you're right. I'll take the aggregate. I'll take the collective of your bullpen over what Cobb provides. As long as you win today, I feel like you're just fine.
Well, we have to win today, Mike. And I think we will. But I think it's going to be frustrating as hell the first few innings, you know, trying to hit Boyd. You already know it's going to be like we're going to be through three innings, and it's going to be like three innings of no-hit baseball, like perfect baseball.
The one I will tell you, the one thing you've been good at, this team extends innings where even if they don't score, you're going, look at this, they got another guy on second base. Or they got first and third and two outs. Like, they're doing a good job. They did it to Bibee in game one. His pitch count was elevated from Jump Street.
Right, that's true. But you know what scares the hell out of me, Mike, is this isn't the Houston Astros.
No.
This is a team that has a damn good bullpen. It's not like, oh, we knocked out Boyd. Now we get to face their bullpen. It's like, oh, crap, we knocked out Boyd. Now we have to face their unhittable bullpen. Like,
yeah, they're the only team.
It's going to take a lot.
Paulie, they're the only team in baseball, I'd say, they got a better pen than you. And it's just been proven over 162 games, not 7 weeks. And a lot of these guys have pedigree. So, yeah, I'm with you. David, go ahead. What was your issue over there?
I was just wondering where the positivity went at the end of that call. He was a little negative about
their
bullpen.
He said they were going to win. I mean, come on. Leave Paul alone.
I'm messing with him. That was a good call.
Jeez. Go to Dan on a cell. Danny, what's going on, buddy?
Mike, Rico, guys, what's going on?
Talk to Dan.
So I think it's a must win. I think you got Scooble, and do you ride him and die? Is it a 3-2 inning game in the sixth inning, and you just let Scooble keep the ball? When do you pull him? You're going to need him to win this series, but your best chance to win the series is letting him pitch as long as he can. And so, you know, we're going to have these shadows come across the stadium, what, around, like, about the seventh inning? And what do you think? How long do you let Scooble in?
I think, first of all, I can't be myopic about it. I mean, I know the popular thing is old school baseball guy will say, you let him pitch until his arm falls off. Tarek Skubal is the centerpiece of your franchise. And he's already violated, you know, like a golden rule here where he had 80 innings last year. He's at 200 right now. There's no scenario I'm letting him throw 100 pitches today. I can't.
I was going to say, is 100 pitches the cutoff?
Oh, it'd be low 90s for me.
You know what? See, Dan, hold on, Dan. I'm going to let you finish. I would split the difference between you two. I'm going to go 100 pitch cutoff, but Dan, I'm also going to read the room. If he's out there getting it done, I may just let this go until he can't. Just like if he is dealing and it's a 1-0 game and he's unhittable, but he's getting up there in pitch count, the second he gets himself in trouble in the 7th or 8th, okay, now we're going to go and pull the plug. But I need you to go out there and be the ace that you are.
So, Rico, what do you tell him before the game? What do you think? I'm pulling you after X, or you are. We need this game. What do you think they're telling him right now? Because whatever they've told him thus far in the season has worked, right? Like, what are you saying to him right here? You know, what do you think?
I don't think you're saying anything to him. I think he knows as a veteran. Like,
yeah, that's true.
You're going out there. This is playoff baseball, and we're going to see what this is. How, you know, either you become the hero or you become that guy who can never get it done in the playoffs. And if he's getting it done, you know, AJ is going to have to go out there eventually and pull him out the game. And he's just, hey, we got bigger fish to fry. We got this one. We'll see you on Saturday if we need to. If not, get ready for to pack up and go to New York or Kansas.
Yeah, you don't say anything. Here's the baseball. Do you?
Yeah.
And then it's on the adults in the room to understand the bigger picture. If I got 6 innings out of him today, I'd be elated. And again, you saw how Cleveland approached it. Bibee wasn't at the top of his game, but he is the ace. They pulled him 4 2/3.
Yeah, I'm hoping for a lot of, 8-pitch innings so you can maybe get him to the 7th.
Didn't the Astros give him a 4-pitch inning?
Yeah.
Listen, those innings in the regular season go unnoticed. In the postseason, those things are...
That's a free inning.
Great or devastating, depending on what side you're on of it. Yeah. Let's go to Tony in Port Huron. Tony, what's going on, buddy? How are you?
Hey, pretty good, guys. How's it going?
Good. What's up?
So, I listen to you guys every day while I'm at work. And I agree with probably about 95% of what Rico says. However, I think right now we're focusing a little bit.
And I think you hung up on yourself by accident. Tone, what happened there?
Well, that's it. Sure.
No, I think his phone dropped. Oh. Or his giggle, like, hung up the phone. I don't know what happened.
Tony.
He was about to tell us what we were focused on, and then he went silent. David, take a text.
According to the thing, he was just enjoying the ride.
So. Yeah, of course, everyone's enjoyed the ride. The reality is now we're playing games.
Yeah.
You got to talk about the importance of today. You got to talk. Look, I'm not negative about Saturday. It happens. I draw a line through it. I get the best pitcher in the sport on the mound today. Go win. But if you don't win, we got to talk about what's on the other side of that, too. Go ahead.
I'll never question AJ after what he's done this season, but Saturday I wasn't happy. Jace Young should have been starting at 3rd. I don't need to see McKinstry anymore.
Why do you need to see Jace Young?
Let's not go down that road, third baseman.
Never mind.
Don't.
I said the exact same
Here
thing.
Here comes Saturday night.
Walleye.
I said the exact same thing once we were down 5-0 Saturday. Today is make or break. Winning in 4 is still possible. I don't see us winning in 5, though.
Why? I mean, you'd have Scooble on the mound in game 5.
We can't let Saturday shake us. You're spot on. I don't think for a second that the Dodgers are worried about having 10 runs dropped on their foreheads. Tiger fans, relax.
No, you gotta look. I trust AJ's got their head right. All right, go play the damn game.
Problem is that the Tigers have so much trouble hitting lefties. I think the Scooble is good for 2 wins, but we still have to scrape something together against their left-handers.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I'm not going to be able to sit there and give you like a plan. I mean, the only one who knows the plan, AJ will have a plan, and he has pathways to what hitters he wants to face, what pitchers. And AJ has done a great job of keeping you out of those situations. Now, again, his options are limited. I know you don't believe them to be limited because the team's been magical. But when my option is a guy who hits 170, I'm sorry, I call that limited. But AJ is going to put the right guys in the right spots and try to avoid such things. It's the best you can offer is that you have a manager who, unlike a Dusty Baker who just chews a toothpick, you have an actual manager who understands how to optimize a roster and how to pull the strings.
Yeah.
But I can't tell you like specifically what you're looking for because This lineup doesn't even make sense day to day. They start games without their best player in because AJ has an idea of when he'll use Kerry Carpenter or when he will use Colt Keith.
Wait, your starting pitcher, didn't he close last night?
Doesn't matter. That's what I kept telling Rieger. You're focused on the wrong stuff. None of it matters.
Good luck with that.
I quit.